Rogers and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Been a busy day today. We're going to be checking in on the three important things you need to know this afternoon. Memorial Day, the weekend is just 9 days away. We will also dig into some AAA numbers here in terms of who's going to be hitting the road, how many people will be doing that. But let's go ahead and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, Scampi County is looking to make beautification improvements to South Navy Boulevard from Barrancas to the Loveless Bridge. Tomorrow, the public's going to see four proposals that will address improving the mobility and safety of the roadway and fortifying and enhancing the front gate at NAS Pensacola. County's using federal funds, by the way, from the Community Reinvestment Act, costing between $10 and $11 million. You can give your input for the designs. You do it tomorrow, 5 to 7, at the Lexington Terrace Community Center at 700 South Old Quarry Field Road.
And despite hurricane season quickly approaching, emergency officials in Escambia County say the firing of acting FEMA head Cameron Hamilton will not affect local emergency operations. Escambia Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins said the county will continue to communicate directly with the state during major storms.
And the third story, Escambia Sea Turtle Patrol volunteers last weekend recorded the first nest of the 2025 season on Perdido Key. This is the earliest nest recorded on the key and ties for the earliest nest ever recorded over on Pensacola Beach. May and June, busiest nesting months for the area. Loggerheads making up 90% of turtle nests in Escambia County.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a ceremonial swearing-in was done last hour, about 45 minutes ago, to welcome Milton's new police chief, Jennifer Frank. It got underway at 5:30, as I just said. Frank told Channel 3 she prioritizes community activities and building relationships. She previously worked in education but has been in law enforcement for nearly two decades now, so congratulations to her.
Mayor Reeves up in Washington Monday as part of a leadership group for the U.S. Conference of Mayors. The group is looking to streamline federal rules and grants to help local governments enter private partnerships more easily. Reeves says the group should have recommendations to the White House by next month, hopes it results in an executive order by the end of the year that can help local governments reach their goals without fighting the amount of red tape they currently face in Washington now.
And the Okaloosa County School District participating in Mental Health Awareness Month, aiming to engage students, staff, and families in activities that promote mental wellness and provide resources. This year's theme, Turn Awareness into Action, focuses on resilience. The district will be hosting various initiatives to raise awareness and improve mental health in the community.
Okay, I want to get this piece in here. Memorial Day weekend, about 9 days away, the unofficial start to the summer season. Many local residents taking advantage of the three-day weekend to travel, especially to Florida's theme parks. AAA projecting 45.1 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home during the holiday period. This starts Thursday, May 22nd to Monday, May 26th. This year's domestic travel forecast will increase by 1.4 million travelers. This is compared to last year and will probably and potentially set a new Memorial Day weekend record.
All right, 6:15 on the nose here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Still got some backups on Navarre Parkway. Traveling westbound towards Highway 87, there was an accident reported in that area earlier this afternoon that we're keeping tabs on for you. Only other spot outside of that, though, is going to be Pine Forest Road. That is if you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That'll hopefully die down sooner rather than later. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 78 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow going to be pretty similar to today. Your Wednesday is going to be mostly sunny, mostly clear, but it's going to be a little bit warmer, with a high of 83 and a low of 73.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, Florida City's potential street closure received an in-person plea from the Scientologist down in Clearwater. Here's what's going on. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Sarah Heller with the Church of Scientology told Clearwater City Councilors an auditorium and park they want to build means the purchase of a street is needed.
You just are not going to have a public road right in between those two.
But the Scientologists are up against a local group that wants a park in the area honoring Black residents and city founders. Brooks Gibbs represents them and said the city's decision will be consequential.
Denying this sale might mean losing any chance at progress.
One council member said Scientologists have about 200 buildings in Clearwater, but she said many are vacant, and that is concerning. The council plans to vote on Thursday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer argues that a law targeting undocumented immigrants does not infringe on federal authority and says it aligns with federal guidelines. His office has appealed a preliminary injunction against the law. The appeals court has yet to rule on a stay, and a hearing is set for May 29th in Miami to determine possible contempt charges against Uthmeyer. State lawyers argued that he adhered to the order but faced scrutiny over an April 23rd letter that appeared to instruct law enforcement to continue enforcing the law.
So if you thought China is Florida's top trading partner, you know what? You would be wrong. According to the Observatory of Economic Complexity, Florida exported $72.2 billion in 24, making it the seventh largest exporter state in the U.S. China isn't the top export destination for Florida. Instead, it is Canada. $645 million.
Wow, all right. And also, Florida leading on immigration enforcement and ready to do more. That's what Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday. He says his office has submitted a plan to the federal government to contribute new detention facilities and expand apprehension efforts. DeSantis also proposes deputizing Florida National Guard, judge, advocate generals as immigration judges, and he says this will expedite immigration legal processing. And not only that, but the FHP now has the authority to arrest undocumented, now has the authority to arrest undocumented immigrants. That's the word from Governor DeSantis, touting the state's leadership in that enforcement.
Okay, here's the latest update. 65 wildfires are currently burning in the state, affecting more than 26,000 acres. The largest fire, the 344 fire, this is down in South Florida, which burned over 25,000 acres, 80% contained on that fire. Other significant fires include the Honeydew Fire in Volusia County, the Power Line Fire also in Volusia County. That is the second largest fire, burning 270 acres, 80% contained. Florida Forest Service reports 8 new large incidents erupting this afternoon. We'll talk about those tomorrow.
Wow. All right. And 3 children are covering after a new drowning incident during a T-ball outing in Jacksonville on Saturday. Officers helped rescue 2 boys and an unconscious 8-year-old girl. They gave her CPR and oxygen before rushing her to a local hospital where she's now recovering well. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is reminding parents that rip currents can be deadly, and both adults and children should know their swimming abilities and, better yet, their swimming limitations before going into the water.
Okay. 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner. Of course, he is the man identified as the shooter who killed 2 people at FSU in Tallahassee in April, made his first appearance in court, finally recovered from his own injuries. Eben Brown has the latest from Miami.
20-year-old Phoenix Eichner is the man deputies say stormed the Tallahassee campus of Florida State University, shooting and killing people before being shot in the face himself. Now that his hospital stay is over, he is in jail and he will stay there, says a judge.
We've been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and 7 counts of attempted first-degree murder. Probable cause has already been determined.
Eichner appeared at a hearing via video conference. He's assigned a public defender. He has not yet entered a plea. Eichner is being held in a neighboring county's jail as his stepmother is a local deputy. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting stories across the nation today.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar! La, 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 la.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a
bear sighting?
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tune in Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Regeneration Station will be here discussing how they can help individuals relieve severe pain through their latest in Scalar and Biophotonic Energy Room. This can allow cell regeneration, improve immune function, detoxify the body, elevate moods, and assist in balancing right and left hemispheres of the brain to increase energy levels. It's the Regeneration Station, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the resignation of Martha Saunders from UWF as the president, what this means for the university going forward. Did President Trump violate the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution by accepting receipt of a $400 million plane from Qatar? What is ECUA's plan for disposing of the remaining fluoride they have in stock that cannot be added to the water after June 1st? Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23, News Radio 92.3. David Hogg is firing back at the Democratic National Committee after its move to oust him as DNC vice chair. Jeff Manasso has the story.
The DNC voted to void its election of David Hogg as vice chair of the Democratic Party Monday, citing a procedural error after he announced plans to primary older Democratic lawmakers in safe blue districts. Hogg, in a statement responding, saying in part that he ran to be DNC vice chair to help make the Democratic Party better, not to defend an indefensible status quo that has caused voters in almost every demographic group to move away from Democrats. The vote also ousted Pennsylvania State Rep. Malcolm Kenyatta as DNC vice chair. The party will vote later this year on whether or not to remove them. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
6:24, News Radio 92.3. We are watching money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 advancing on softer-than-expected inflation figures and U.S.-China trade optimism. Big tech continued to gain today while healthcare lagged. The Dow losing ground today after shares of Dow member United Health tumbled 18% after the health insurance giant replaced its CEO and suspended its 2025 outlook. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and NVIDIA. The Dow decliners, United Health, Johnson & Johnson, and Amgen. The Dow falling 270 points. The NASDAQ higher by 302. S&P 500 up 42. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price, busy guy today looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I've been a busy bee looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also had a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those couple spots, though, I don't see much going on. As for the weather, sitting at around 78 degrees, low of 71 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be similar to today, a little bit warmer, though. Mostly sunny, mostly clear, high of 83, low of 73.
6:26, News Radio 92.3. We saw a mild rise in consumer prices in April after a rare decline in March. Lillian Wu has those numbers for us.
The monthly reading for the April Consumer Price Index, which measures the cost of a broad range of goods and services, rose 0.2% from the month before. slightly cooler than some estimates of 0.3%. Grocery prices saw their biggest drop since September of 2020, pulled down by a nearly 13% drop in egg prices. Year over year, the CPI was 2.3%. Analysts expected it to hold steady at 2.4%. The core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy, showed an increase of 0.2%. It was expected to accelerate by 0.3%. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And President Trump says the future of the Middle East is commerce, not chaos. He spoke at the Saudi U.S. Investment Forum in Riyadh today as part of his trip to the Middle East. He also told the audience Iran is the greatest threat to peace in the Middle East and says he's offering the regime a better path forward. He added again that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. Earlier today, he signed a $600 billion economic pledge with Saudi Arabia.
Afternoon, everybody. 627 News Radio 92.3. 11 years ago, we did this story. It just sounded like it was like yesterday. Russia is found responsible for downing of a passenger plane. This happened back in 2014. Chris Foster has that story.
All 298 people on board died when Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was shot down over Ukraine July 17, 2014. A United Nations Aviation Agency finds Russia responsible. Russian separatists were fighting Ukraine's military in the Donbas region below when the plane flew over on its way from the Netherlands to Malaysia. The international case was brought by the Netherlands and Australia, the nations with the most people on the flight. A Dutch court in 2022 found three Russians guilty of murder for helping to arrange the delivery of the missile system used to shoot the plane down. They've never been taken into custody. The Russian government denies any involvement. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Yeah, I bet they do. Nearly two dozen Democratic state attorneys general are suing over President Trump's attempts to link some federal grants to immigration enforcement. Two lawsuits were filed in a Rhode Island federal court Tuesday that looked to block the Trump administration's efforts to force the states to cooperate with immigration enforcement or not receive the funds. The grants are for things like disaster relief, cybersecurity, transportation, etc.
Alrighty, 628. News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. We do appreciate the ride home today.
I'm doing all right.
Boy, and your weather. You've done a spectacular job with this weather this afternoon.
Yeah, I talked with Mother Nature. We straightened things
out. Well,
we're talking
be,
again.
Austin will be around in a few minutes here to detail that five-day forecast for us. Authorities in California announcing the details of a record-setting drug bust and ensuing indictments. Kevin Urinsky has the story.
The bust, which took place in early December, netted 1,500 kilograms of fentanyl, the largest on record. U.S. Attorney for Southern California, Adam Gordon.
That's more than 1.65 tons of fentanyl.
As a result, seven members of the Sinaloa cartel were charged not just with drug crimes, but as members of what the Trump administration has designated a foreign terrorist organization. That includes a father and son who led this particular faction of the cartel.
If you act like a terrorist, you shouldn't be surprised if you are charged as one.
Homeland Security Special Agent in Charge Sean Gibson saying moving forward, similar suspects will be treated
as a threat to safety and security of the American public.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
And I don't know why this has become as big of a story as it has, yet here we are. Democrats aren't the only ones raising concerns about Qatar offering a $400 million luxury jet to President Trump. GOP Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says Trump has no business accepting a gift like that. However, speaking from the White House Monday, Trump said turning down a free jumbo jet would be stupid.
Absolutely. And also, President Trump's Hollywood industry picks get moving forward here. Michelle Polino has the explanation.
John Voight and Sylvester Stallone joined a coalition of entertainment industry groups this week in a letter to President Trump, urging him to back federal tax incentives that would bring film and television production back to the U.S. Signed by Voight, Stallone, all the major Hollywood unions, the Motion Picture Association, the Producers Guild of America, among others, calls for a national strategy to boost domestic production. According to the LA Times, the groups endorse Trump's proposal to create a new 15% corporate tax rate for domestic manufacturing using the old Section 199 of the federal tax code. The letter also pushes for extending Section 181, which allows productions to increase the deductions of their qualified expenses. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Sports in 5. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump is in Saudi Arabia expressing optimism for the future of the Middle East and signing several economic agreements with the Saudi Crown Prince.
With this trip,
We're adding over $1 trillion more in terms of investment and investment into our country and buying our products.
Now, the president will also be making stops in the United Arab Emirates and Qatar. A group of blue states suing Homeland Security over new restrictions that tie transportation and disaster funding to immigration enforcement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta.
Trump's attempt to condition transportation and Homeland Security grants on immigration enforcement is illegal. Period. Full stop.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem testifying before the Senate recently that grant money given to several states was misspent. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Gambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Escambia County looking to make beautification improvements to South Navy Boulevard from Barrancas Avenue to the Loveless Bridge. Tomorrow, the public will see four proposals that will address improving the mobility and safety of the roadway and fortifying and enhancing the front gate for NAS Pensacola. The county is using federal funds from the Community Reinvestment Act, costing between $10 and $11 million. You can give your input for the designs tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Lexington Terrace Community Center. That's on 700 South Old Quarry Field Road.
Two story this hour. Despite hurricane season quickly approaching, emergency officials in Escambia County say the firing of acting FEMA head Cameron Hamilton will not affect local emergency operations. Escambia Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins saying the county will continue to communicate directly with the state during major storms.
All right, and your third and final top story this afternoon. Escambia Sea Turtle Patrol volunteers last weekend recorded the first nest of the 2025 season on Perdido Key. This is the earliest nest recorded on Perdido Key and ties for the earliest nest ever recorded on Pensacola Beach. May and June are the busiest nesting months for the area. Loggerheads make up 90% of turtle nests in Escambia County.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All right, 6:45, News Radio 92.3. FWC's 10th annual Lionfish Removal and Awareness Day is happening Saturday. Lionfish, by the way, if you did not know, is an invasive species that can negatively impact native marine life and their habitat. You can celebrate this year's Lionfest Fest. Two-day outdoor festival. It's absolutely free, and you can check it out over at the Emerald Coast Open in Destin.
All right. And ESPN's new standalone streaming app will cost sports fans about $30 a month. The new service from the Sports Cable Network is set to launch this fall. I can tell by Chris's face he ain't happy about it. It'll include all of the network's programming as well as other ESPN channels, including ESPN2, SEC Network, and ESPN on ABC. A bundle that includes ad-supported tiers of Disney Plus and Hulu will cost $36 a month. The service differs from ESPN's current streaming platform, ESPN Plus.
And you see, I'm going to probably be doing an economic story in the next year or so talking about the bazillions of dollars that the ESPN's taken in off of this move.
Perhaps.
$30 a month. Are they serious?
Yes.
No, they're not. At least not,
not
in my,
I got
not, in, not, not in my part. It's not. Interest in women's sports on the rise, but it still trails interest in men's sports, according to a new poll. Here's Frank Lanza.
Maybe it's the impact the WNBA star Caitlin Clark had on the sports world. A new poll finds about 3 in 10 U.S. adults follow women's sports at least somewhat closely. But those who follow women's pro sports are more casual, tending to say they attend or watch games occasionally rather than frequently. About two-thirds of men's sports fans say they frequently or occasionally attend a professional sporting event in person, compared with roughly half of women's sports fans. The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll comes ahead of the start of the 2025 WNBA season, an expansion year for the league. They are adding one team this season and two more teams in 2026. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And the Portland Trail Blazers have announced the team is for sale. The former co-founder of Microsoft, Paul Allen, gave a directive before he died to sell his sports holdings and direct all estate proceeds to philanthropy. A law firm has been selected to manage the sale, which is estimated to continue into the 25-26 basketball season. The Board of Governors must then ratify a final purchase agreement. The announcement does not include the Seattle Seahawks, which is also owned by Allen's family, particularly his sister.
All right, Wahoos return home tonight, beginning a six-game series against the Trash Pandas. First pitch just went out at 6:05 this evening down on Main Street. One of the biggest names in Major League Baseball announcing plans to represent his country on the international stage. Well, you probably know who it is. He is very familiar with a gymnast from LSU. Does that give you a kind of a hint in who I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Pittsburgh Pirates ace pitcher Paul Skeens announcing he plans to pitch for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic next year. The 2024 National League Rookie of the Year has dominated since arriving in the show, going 14-7 in 32 starts, striking out 223 batters over 187 innings. Skeens began his collegiate career at the Air Force Academy before transferring to LSU, where he won a national championship. Yankee slugger Aaron Judge will captain Team USA. First-round games of the WBC will be played in Houston in March of 2026. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And we got a lot of postseason action tonight getting underway. Actually got underway at the top of this hour. So we got the first ticket to the NBA Conference Finals on the table this evening. The Pacers can earn a spot in the ECF when taking on the Cavaliers. That game got underway at 6 o'clock. The Pacers lead that series 3-1. If they hold on, or if they can pull off a win, rather, they will be advancing to the ECF. Meanwhile, in the Western, the Oklahoma City Thunder hosting the Denver Nuggets in a pivotal Game 5. That tips off at 8:30. And on the NHL side of things, we got the Winnipeg Jets and Dallas Stars getting on the ice for Game 4. Stars can go up 3-1. Jets can tie 2-2.
The MLB has made a very interesting decision here. A pair of baseball legends may once again be eligible for the Hall of Fame after previously being banned for gambling. Here's the latest on this story.
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced Tuesday that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson will be removed from the permanently ineligible list, making both players once again eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. The all-time greats were banned by the league for gambling, but Manfred ruling that MLB's punishment of banned individuals ends upon their deaths. Rose is the game's all-time hits leader and was banned in 1989 after an investigation found he bet on games while managing the Cincinnati Reds. Jackson was involved in the infamous Black Sox scandal when he and seven other White Sox were banned for fixing the 1919 World Series. Under the Hall of Fame's current rules, Rose or Jackson could be inducted at the earliest in 2028. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This
is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The New York Knicks needed a savior. James Dolan made an incredible hire by picking longtime superstar agent Leon Rose to run his franchise. And Leon is all about relationships. His first ever client was Rick Brunson. The Roses and Brunsons are practically family. And Leon trusted Rick's son, Jalen Brunson, to lead the Knicks on the court. Leon believed in Jalen like no other, and Jalen continues to shine and then some. And because of that, the Knicks now actually have legitimate championship expectations. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, President Trump prescribing real tough medicine for Big Pharma with a pricing plan that ties U.S. prescription drug cost to the lowest global prices. Interesting. Here's Alexandra Hoff.
The president said that this cost reduction would be almost immediate. Of course, we have not seen that yet, but we do know over the next 30 days, health agency heads will be meeting with pharmaceutical companies to hammer out that price matching.
Pharmaceutical and drug companies have said that research and development costs were what they are, and for no reason whatsoever, they had to be borne by America alone.
Here's what's going to be really interesting. The president attempted similar action during his first term, and it was blocked by the courts. But since then, Medicare was given the authority to negotiate drug prices. That takes away a key legal barrier. But challenges are still likely.
And Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. going viral for taking his grandkids swimming in a D.C. creek. But it wasn't just any creek. Kennedy says his group was taking a hike in D.C.'s Dumbarton Oaks Park on Mother's Day when they decided to take a dip in Rock Creek. Photos posted on Kennedy's social media account have gone viral. National Park Service warns visitors to stay out of that creek due to elevated bacteria levels. The city had banned swimming there since 1971. And yeah, Chris, you and I were talking about it last hour. We got one look at that creek. It did not look ideal.
No, it was gnarly. Totally gnarly.
Rancid.
The Florida Department of Health Santa Rosa hosting a 3D mobile mammography bus tomorrow. The event's going to provide free or low-cost mammograms to women. Get it underway 8 a.m. goes to 5. They'll do this at the FDOH building over on Stewart Street in Milton. Food and Drug Administration says it's going to phase out fluoride supplements for children. Jeff Manasso has the story.
The FDA announcing it'll conduct a scientific review of fluoride supplements used to strengthen teeth with the aim of removing them from the market. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as part of his Make America Healthy Again agenda, has also pushed the CDC to move away from previous reviews that report fluoride prevents tooth decay and has not shown any serious health risks. Kennedy has called fluoride a dangerous neurotoxin tied to a range of health dangers. Utah has already banned fluoride from its drinking water systems. The state of Florida is doing it effective July 1st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right, 6:55. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together. And yes, the 110 looks much better now. So how's the weather looking as well?
Yes. The roads, as you said, Chris, are looking good. Very happy about that. Looks like the couple of issues that we were dealing with have also cleared out. So if you're dealing with any problems, they shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 71 this evening. That's how it's looking on a local scale tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a little bit warmer, mostly sunny, mostly clear, high of 83, low of 73.
Yeah, did you see all the zeros now for the past next 7 days?
Very
zeros
lovely.
Across the board between now and next Tuesday.
Right.
7 days of zeros. Let's hope that holds out there. Nice local snapshot. Let's go to the national level. Look at the country. Heavy rainfall hitting parts of North Carolina that were devastated by Hurricane Helene. These people cannot get a break.
Right.
It is horrible up there. Robert Ray has more from Asheville.
Across western North Carolina, the most torrential rain that this area has seen since Hurricane Helene 8 months ago. The trigger mechanism for people's psychology that went through Helene was intense on Monday as inches of rain came down on the mountainsides, creating the possibility for mudslides and flash flooding. All of that has receded, but the scars from Helene remain as I walk through an empty warehouse in Asheville's River District. In Asheville, North Carolina, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
Okay, also I want to add this in here. We're following the severe storms along the Gulf Coast early Saturday morning. National Weather Service of Mobile telling me this afternoon they have released a preliminary damage survey. NWS confirming waterspout did indeed move on shore along Pensacola Beach just east of the pier. It was ruled as an EF1 tornado, peak winds 100 miles per hour. This was a storm responsible for damage seen in that area. And yeah, we didn't know it was, but they have confirmed that over in Mobile at the NWS. Well, school is almost out for the summer, but is test time too much stress before the real world? Here's the story.
As the countdown to the end of the school year ticks down, many students will be facing a slew of final exams and projects. Some are even starting the hunt for their future careers. Mental health experts warn that this time can be filled with stress. They advise against engaging in unhealthy coping methods. Instead, they suggest stress prevention tools that won't trigger negative side effects, like physical activity and taking deep breaths.
You can also keep what's called a stress journal. You can just kind of keep track of what the stressor is and what caused the stressor, and then how you reacted to that stressor, and then maybe how you managed that stressor.
That's Dr. Rhonda Ron, a Texas A&M University Health Behavior Instructional Associate Professor. Health Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump today delivering remarks after the White House announced Saudi Arabia's commitment to invest $600 billion in a series of deals with the U.S. Meanwhile, NVIDIA says it will sell over 18,000 of its latest AI chips to the Saudi Arabian company Humane. NVIDIA said its first deployment will use its 3GB300 Blackwell chips. Hinge Health said in a filing that it plans to raise up to $437 million in its upcoming IPO. The company uses software to help patients treat acute musculoskeletal injuries, chronic pain, and help carry out post-surgery rehab remotely. The S&P 500 rose today, clawing back into positive territory for 2025. The Dow fell more than 200 points. The S&P added 42, and the NASDAQ was up 301. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, more turbulence at the managed care giant. We're talking about UnitedHealthcare here. If you remember, their CEO was murdered last year. Here's Lillian Wu with the story.
UnitedHealthcare shares sinking after the managed care giant suspended its 2025 outlook, noting an ongoing increase in medical care activity. It also announced that CEO Andrew Witty was stepping down effective immediately due to personal reasons. His replacement, the man who ran UnitedHealth Group from 2006 to 2017 and has since served as board chairman, Stephen Helmsley. UnitedHealth has been reeling from the impact of surging medical costs, changes to Medicare Advantage reimbursements, and the murder of Brian Thompson, the former CEO of its health benefits division late last year. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Goldman Sachs lowering its odds that the U.S. economy will enter a recession. The bank now forecasts a 35% chance, down from 45%. The cut comes after the U.S. and China agreed to reduce tariffs amidst ongoing trade negotiations.
Automate 2025. Underway up in Detroit, where automation leaders are showing off the industry's latest technology. Kelly Sabrini speaks with one executive who has a plan to bring manufacturing back to America.
Daniel Diaz, who is the chief business officer for Agility Robotics, one of the only companies at Automate that's working with humanoids and showing off their product. Introduce us to Digit.
Sure. So this is Digit. He's a humanoid robot who's currently in factories and warehousing doing real work every day for an eight-hour shift. It's the world's first and only commercially deployed humanoid. It's taking on jobs that companies simply can't find people to fill. There are over a million positions moving totes like this around factories and warehouses. They can't find people for it. Digit steps right in and does that work.
Daniel, thank you so much. That means that maybe the next marathon that you run, there might be a robot handing you a cup of water.
And Microsoft cutting 3% of its workforce. The maker of Windows and Word said today the layoffs will affect employees across all levels of the company. A Microsoft spokesman told CNBC the organizational changes are necessary for success in a dynamic workplace. Microsoft had about 228,000 employees as of last June.
651. News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. A low-cost airline rolling out major changes after coming out of bankruptcy. Here's Lillian Wu.
Budget airline Spirit is looking a bit more luxe after emerging from bankruptcy. It's unveiling changes, such as the addition of premium seats. It's adding 7 rows near the front with extra legroom, which is getting rolled out across most planes by July. Passengers in the new seating will also get a carry-on bag, no charge or cancel fees, priority boarding, and other benefits. And Spirit is also adding benefits to its loyalty program, including free upgrades subject to availability starting in June for free Spirit status members and co-branded credit card holders. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
President Trump successfully negotiated, get this number here, a $1 trillion investment. Not a million, not a billion, but $1 trillion. That's a lot of zeros.
Yeah.
From Saudi Arabia, Peter Doocy explains how that deal went down.
Shortly after landing on Air Force One, he was sitting beside Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, and he told him that $600 billion in investment in the United States is good, but that he would like to get him to $1 trillion. And then about 4 hours later, that's exactly what MBS promised. But it wasn't just about business deals. President Trump also told the crowd that he would help defend Saudi Arabia from Iran and their proxies that have been focusing primarily on attacking shipping routes in the area. And he promised that he is going to do whatever he can with diplomacy to prevent Iran from ever getting a nuclear weapon.
All righty, 6:52. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into 7 o'clock and this evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Week Air Home Hotline, you're on with Woody.
Hey, Woody, have you ever heard an air conditioner this loud?
No, but the good news is Week Air has more than 10 years in business and thousands of positive reviews, so our HVAC, plumbing and electrical teams can get it fixed and fast.
Thanks, Woody.
No one cares like Week Air. Schedule online at WeCareHeatAndAir.com.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
6:55, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price at a roll this afternoon, looking at weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening, and please continue to do so. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 78 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be similar to today, but a little bit warmer. It's going to be a high of 83, mostly sunny, mostly clear. Wednesday night's low is going to be 73.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, there's soon going to be another award in Janet Jackson's cabinet. Michelle Pollino has the story.
Janet Jackson will receive the Icon Award at the 2025 American Music Awards. The honor recognizes an artist whose music has made an undeniable cultural and global impact on the industry. The 11-time AMA winner will also perform her first television performance since 2018. Jackson is celebrating 50 years in the music industry. She's also set to return to Las Vegas for another leg of her residency. Janet Jackson, Las Vegas at Resorts World Theater. The six-show run begins May 21st. This year's show will be hosted by Jennifer Lopez, live from the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, on Memorial Day, May 26, on CBS, and streaming on Paramount+. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Kim Kardashian has wrapped her testimony in her multi-million dollar jewelry heist trial in Paris. The robbers are charged with stealing more than $10 million in jewels from the reality TV star at a hotel in the city in 2016. During her testimony, she told the court she absolutely thought she was going to die that day, and she was bound with zip ties and duct tape as the robbers took her stuff, including a $4 million engagement ring given to her by Kanye West.
Wow. Maybe thinking about investing in your future tonight. Okay, here it is. Mega Millions. $110 million, $49.4 million. That is your cash option heading out the door tonight. Powerball tomorrow night, by the way, $106 million, $48.2 million. That is your cash option. They do the drawings 10 o'clock. Play wisely and good luck to you. Grand Ole Opry continuing its 100-year anniversary celebrations with its honor series starting tonight.
Opry 100 Honors will continue the celebration of the Opry turning 100. The series of Opry 100 shows will celebrate several icons who have played a key role in shaping the Opry's first century. It kicks off with a tribute with Loretta Lynn, followed by performances honoring Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash on June 18th and Charlie Daniels on July 8th. Crystal Gayle, Loretta Lynn's sister, will take part in the performance alongside Opry members Martina McBride, Carly Pierce, and Shirley McBride. I fell. While John Carter Cash and Anna Christina Cash will take part in the Johnny and June tribute with Opry members Lainey Wilson and more. The Charlie Daniels Show features Trace Atkins, Chris Young, and others. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And a documentary about music legend Selena's life will hit Netflix later this year. Deadline reports the streaming giant acquired Selena y Los Dinos following its premiere at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year. The documentary will feature never-before-seen footage from the family archives. Selena's sister Suzette told Deadline the family is grateful to have a platform that helps bring Selena's story to fans around the world. Of course, Selena was murdered at just the age of 23 by the president of her fan club back in 1995.
Listen, this restaurant was huge in Pensacola. It was a must-go to, once an iconic eatery in the city. Now, it is coming down. The former Italian restaurant, Marcello's, on South Navy Boulevard will soon be demolished. Owner says it's going to be gone in the next couple of weeks. Cannes Film Festival kicks off today in France. Tanya J. Powers has more on the story.
The 78th Cannes Film Festival is expected to feature a who's who of world cinema stars on its red carpet, including Tom Cruise, Pedro Pascal, Scarlett Johansson, and more. Cannes is the world's biggest film festival and dates back to 1939 when it began as an alternative to the Venice Film Festival. Past winners include Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now, Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, and Bong Joon-ho's Parasite. This year, Oscar winner Robert De Niro will receive an honorary Palme d'Or for lifetime achievement. Scarlett Johansson and Kristen Stewart, better known for their acting roles, are both competing as directors with debut films. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, bands on the beach getting underway just about now. True Blue Band on the Casino Pavilion stage. Bring your beach chair, blankets. You can leave the pets and the glass at home, and it's going to be a good show tonight. Listen, everybody, thanks a lot for having us on today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, this is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll wrap it. We'll see you tomorrow at 4. Have a safe evening.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.